Good evening, Moirai Veraboisai. Tonight we're going to be learning the topic of saying Amen after a bracha of a katan, of a child. We're going to be learning when to say Amen, when not to say Amen, why do you say Amen. So that's a very interesting topic. We're going to be learning Siv Gimel. Yeah, maybe as an introduction, an interesting story. I'm quite suspicious. So some stories I don't take for face value, but this story is a story that is reported in quite early Mekoyos. And quite early Mekoyos say this story. And it's a story that is easy to believe. It's not one of those that it's got an easy story to believe. So I'd like to share it with you. The story of the Heilige Levush. Hermot Chayofa, the Levush, you know the Sefer, the Levush, which is one of the main, one of the very early Achroinim, one of the very early Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, and his name was Hermot Chayofa. There's many stories about Hermot Chayofa, and many stories about, and he wrote a Sefer called the Levush, and the story is when he was approached by the Toivei Oir, by the president of the Kehilas, he was approached to take over the Rabbonus, to be Rav of a community. He then replied, he's more than happy to become a rabbi of a community. However, prior to doing so, he needs just this one topic of area of halacha which he hasn't studied so thoroughly yet, and he would like to still delve into that area of halacha before assuming the rabbonus. And he said the area of halacha is actually the ibra chodesh, and that's all about the month, how to be, how to make the luach, how to set the luach, and how to know all about the calendar. And he said that the best place to learn this is by Marie Abuhov, who lived in Venezia. Is that what it's called? In Venice. And he said, he'd like to go in the Algoisa Talmud Chomim there, and they're all the Algoisa, they're big experts in this area of Halacha. He therefore would like to go to Venice to study on him for a bit of time, to learn all these Halachas thoroughly prior to assuming the mantleship of the Rabbonus. So he said, okay, sure, you can do that. And he went therefore to Marie Abuhov, in which he studied for a good few months, and that's where he learned his Erev Halacha. However, whilst this happened, the following incident happened. He was once learning Halachas, and became very close to Maria Avuov, became very close to him, and he even lived in his house, apparently. And at one point, he was learning the Halachas, and the Maria Avuov's child, it appears, five-year-old son, and I'm emphasizing 5 years old, because he may make enough commitment to our later share. He was 5 years old, he said the bracha, and the Levush didn't say Amen to the bracha of the child, simply because he was learning and he didn't notice the bracha. I think it was Ho 8. The Mariova was really upset by the Levush, and he started screaming and yelling at him, why don't you say Amen to the bracha of the child? And from that point, he put him in Neder. He put the Levush in Neder. And there's many halachas in Neder, exactly how do you deal with a person in Neder. But all those halachas, which are very rare, we don't normally go that far to go put somebody properly in Cheirem. But it was properly put in Cheirem. Properly, he didn't talk to him, he didn't sit in his Dalet Amos, he didn't allow him, he didn't. All those halachas, which are very rare, all the very extreme circumstances used, he put him in Cheirem. And the Levush was mom was taken aback from this. I'm in Cheirem from the Heilige Levush. And he didn't, took him a long time until he finally was able to, just it was months he was like this in Cheirem. Didn't talk to his Rebbe, and he was put aside, didn't go in 4 amas of his Rebbe, and there's very strict halachas. After a few months, I think it's a 6 months, he finally approached the Levush, and the Levush, Levush was able and prepared to speak to his Talmud, well, his former Talmud or Talmud. The Levush, Maria Avuhov said to him, I shouldn't really be talking to you. He says, why have I done so wrong? He said, well, he didn't say Amen to Baruch of a child. And he said, really, the Cheirem should continue. You should be in Cheirem for much longer than just 6 months. But I'm okay because you're so close to me, you're like my son, he says. I've learned Torah with you so close, you're like my son. Therefore, I'm able to remove the Cheirem despite the crime and the severity of the crime. I'm prepared to remove the Cheirem of you with one condition. You're going to become a Rav and the God will be Israel. You're going to be a great person. And when you are great, then you're going to be speaking in public. You're going to be giving shurim. You're going to darshan to a tzibur. If you're prepared to undertake that, whenever you're going to speak in public, you're going to mention the obligation to say Amen and the greatness of Amen in general, and in particular of saying Amen after a bracha of a child, if you're prepared to take this as a mitzvah to be mefasem and to announce it and publicly declare the importance of that, I'm prepared to remove the cheirem. The Levush then said, certainly I will do so. And he said, okay, whenever I'm going to speak, I'm going to be a rav, I'm going to speak in public, I'm going to give shurim in my city in other places, I'm always going to make sure to announce and to emphasize, to stress the importance of saying Amen generally and specifically to a bracha of a child. And then the Maria would then removed the cheirem and he went and they went their own ways. So this is a story that is reported in Achronim about the Heilige Levush. And as we're about to delve into the halachas of Amen after the child, we should take this into consideration as well. So we learned yesterday, what did we learn about a katan yesterday? What did we learn? We mentioned yesterday amongst the hapikoras and the kusi and the wrong word, the bracha and a goy, we mentioned also a child. What's the halacha of Amen after the bracha of a child? You don't say Amen. So let us see, let's continue with Siv Gimel to have more clarity in that. Do you say Amen after the bracha of a child? But Shulchan Aruch just said you don't. Pardon? Oh, good. Let's see exactly. Okay, so far we have learned is that you don't say Amen after the bracha of a child. That was the Siv base. Siv Gimel says, and explains, and clarifies. Ha, this, the Ein Oinin Amen Achatinuk, this, that we just said, that we do not say Amen after the bracha of a child, Tafka, this is only, Peshoa, at a time, Shaloi made brachos lifnei Rabbi. This is at a time that he's learning how to say brachos from his Rebbe, lifnei Rabbi, from his Rebbe. So he's learning. The Rebbe teaches him how to say bracha, and then he's teaching him, used to say Baruch, he says Baruch Ato, Ato Hashem. If you teach him how to say a bracha, then you will not say Amen after the bracha of the child. Shemuta delamed latinoikos, you are allowed to teach children habrochos, the brochos, ketikunon, as they are meant to be said. Ve'afal pi, and although shemivrochim levatole, although they are making a bracha levatole in vain, beshaas halimut, whilst they are learning. So, two halachas so far, we've learned. Halacha number one, is you allowed to teach a child a bracha with the name of Hashem, although it's a bracha in vain. So you're going to teach it, take this, and take this apple over here, and that's an apple. If you eat an apple, you make ho'etz. You don't actually give an apple, you don't actually eat the apple. But you teach him how to say ho'etz. You're allowed to do that. So the chiddush is, you're allowed to teach him to say in the name of Hashem, bracha, it's really bracha levatola. But you're allowed to teach him, that's the way. You can't teach a child making a bracha without the name of Hashem. It's going to be a bracha levatola, but you're allowed to do so. Do you remember sometimes for mitzvah boys, to sometimes they go through the brachas of the Torah and learning. Sometimes they make mistakes of the, they don't say the name of Hashem, because that's how they train. So that shows us how important it is. It's not necessarily, Shulchan Aruch teaches, you don't have to perform the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, when you learn a bracha, you learn to say the name of Hashem. So you learn to, and we can see that it makes sense. When you teach a child the bracha, you have to teach him with the name of Hashem. You should say the bracha correctly. But what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here, although you are allowed to teach him to say bracha, but when it comes to Amen, you will not say Amen to such a bracha.
Hashem, not
Hashem's name. Yeshiva bracha is really not a kotel. When he actually,
when he's practicing,
so there is a strong case to say that he's allowed to say the name of Hashem.
Because every morning is bracha.
You're right. You're saying why should he be allowed to do so? You're saying interesting svara. Mr. Benin says an interesting svara. He says, when did we say? It's a very interesting thought. When did we say you're allowed to say the name of Hashem when you're learning a bracha? That's only if it's a new bracha. You're teaching a 5-year-old child how to say eight, or a 3-year-old child how to say eight. Then you're allowed to. But when it's a bracha that he knows already, but when it's a, he should know the bracha already, like Birkas HaTorah, then it should be no heter. It's an interesting thought. But certainly in terms of bracha of Birkas of HaTorah, it's new brachas for him. Yeah, but it's a very nice thought, very interesting thought. I hear that. Now, Continues the Shulchan Aruch, top of page 256. Aval b'shah, but at a time, she mevorchim lifto es asma, when a child makes a bracha to exempt himself, so a real bracha, a real proper bracha, then kiven dibnei chinuchim, since they have an obligation of chinuch, they have an obligation of chinuch, right? You have to say a bracha, even before bar mitzvah, obviously. You do say amen after that. So a child says a bracha, normal bracha, not to learn a bracha, which is bracha about Torah, but you say the bracha because you need to say the bracha, of course you say amen afterwards. And similarly, when a child really is allowed to say haftorah, we're not talking about bar mitzvah, we're talking about a child, a cotton, he's allowed to say haftorah, so when he says that bracha, you're allowed to say amen as well, because it's a real obligation. A real obligation, you can't say amen after that. Right, okay. Right, there's so much to discuss over here. Let's go slowly. Mishavuin Sev Kotten Yud Gimel says Shaloy Midroit Saloyma, the Ain Shaykh Lema Aomein Le Amesulikam Divriam Amevorech, Achet Shain Shain Brocha Oleo. So Mishavuin tells us, why is it that you don't say Omein after a bracha levat Torah, that he's learning how to say a bracha, why don't you say amen? The reason is because it doesn't make sense to say amen after bracha levat Torah, doesn't it? He's learning how to say adoma, he's learning how to say hamotzi. You don't say amen after that. That's very relevant when you have a three-year-old sibling, yeah. So when you're teaching him, say baruch ato da da da, and you go through hamotzi or you go through whatever and until that's. Whatever it is, you do not say Omen after such a bracha. You don't. You don't say Omen after such a bracha. So that's more. That's Mamash's scenario, but it's going to be more soon. Now, the Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Yud Aleph is very critical as well. So we're learning that after bracha, that you're allowed to say to teach a child a bracha levat Torah. For chinuch purpose, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yudalet. And after Sifkot Yudalet, I'm going to ask the question as to whether are you allowed to teach an adult, a Russian, any Baal Tshuva, who is an adult, whom you're teaching and you want to one session with him, you've got a study partner, you're Mekadim, you're teaching him how to say brachas. He's an adult. Now you want to teach him how to say brachas. Are you also allowed to say the name of Hashem? Yes or no? So we've got a Shulchan Aruch teaching us you're allowed to teach the name of Hashem for a child. My question is this only a child or is it anybody who you're teaching? Could be an adult, Baal Tshuva. Yeah.
How come you have to say the
name
of Hashem when teaching brachas, but you're allowed to say
Amen? Because it's a very interesting question. The answer is because you're allowed to teach him a bracha levatola. This is the case that bracha levat Torah is not also, but you don't say omen after bracha levat Torah.
You teach your child to say omen as well.
We'll get to the child. You know, that's right. You're not saying omen after bracha levat Torah, but you have to teach a bracha levat Torah. In this particular case, does that make sense? Yeah. Save God. Yeah.
What about some benefit pressure of conversion?
Yeah. So generally speaking, there's the poskim and the achronim. In early achronim, there was a lot of discussion about this. In early achronim, there was a lot of discussion. Somebody who is in the tahalich hagiu, somebody who is in the process of being misgaya, how do you deal with them? More recent poskim, they take the approach that if they're taking that route, they should already, the batidinim who are dealing with it, they have a different approach already, and they, generally speaking, they tell them to do all the mitzvahs like Mamash Yid. I don't know if you'd say Amen, that's a good question. Would you say Amen? Yeah, I suppose you could, yeah. Yeah, because he. Yeah. Pardon? Loi Gora Megoy, Shulchan Aruch says, Amen, Achayv Dikachovim, you say Amen. Ramah said.
So
So it's Logoa.
Somebody's converting then in that.
Yeah, it can't be worse, yeah.
Yeah, it can't be worse.
Can't be worse, yeah. Okay, so this is Mishnah Wussif, Kotten Yudala, Deva Tolo, Oitze Lema, Shaloi Med Ravi, Moim Brocha, Tzulei Bizmanon. For Rebbe's teaching is, Talmidim Atze Brocha, in its inappropriate time. Hafilo Ochim Utel Aske Hashem, Hashem, you're allowed to mention the name of Hashem. Vehafilo Rav, and even the Rebbe Yochel Aske Hashem, Kedele Lama is a Tinega Brocha, is also Rebbe's allowed to teach his Talmidim, whilst pronouncing the name of Hashem, in order to teach him the Brochas correctly. Sharei, because you certainly need to teach the children brachas, and the rabbi is not, he must teach the children brachas in order to teach them belimud haTorah, teach them Torah, uvekiyum haMitzvos, and to fulfill the mitzvahs. K'moy deksev, at the pasuk says, velimadatem oisom as beneichem v'goyma. So you're allowed to teach children brachas by name of Hashem. V'davki matinoik mutar askez Hashem. Only with a child you're allowed to teach the name of Hashem. Have a godel, but an adult, but an adult, whilst he's learning the brachas, bigmore in the gemara, so he's learning the gemara in brachas, going through the brachas, so oyma b'rask Hashem, there you must name the name of Hashem. V'rak shalom mit apsukim and eskorim b'talmud, but if you're going through the gemara, and you're going through psukim, shalom mit apsukim and eskorim b'talmud, rishay le'omun k'moshim k'suvim eskoraz Hashem. Have you ever encountered a pasuk in Gemara when you learn the Gemara? Sometimes go through Pesukim Tehillim or Pesukim. So, are you allowed to say the name of Hashem or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says you are allowed to say the name of Hashem. You are allowed to say the name of Hashem. Pardon? Yeah, although you're learning, it's therefore you're allowed to name of Hashem. That's right. You're allowed to. It's not. It isn't correct. No. Yeah. Right. Okay. So going back to the earlier question, what about an adult who is a Baal Tshuva? You'd be allowed to teach him brachas with or not? Yes.
Like a child.
So the some poskim are reluctant to be mekel, and the reason is, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says the reason is because of chinuch, and he brings the pasuk v'limadat ha'boisim as b'neichem. Haha. So poskim say that's only, so the heter is based on chinuch. That applies to a rebbe and to a father. But that may not apply if I'm a kav somebody. It's very beautiful, it's very choshov. But that definitely doesn't, may not go into the category of v'limadat ha'boisim as b'neichem. It doesn't go within the category of chinuch. It may not. He may go in Raftelech HaKamaycha, he may go in Aravos, he may go in all the very, very special mitzvahs, but he may not go in Chinuch. And therefore, since he doesn't go in Chinuch, the Heter may not apply. The Minhag, I think, is to be Maker, but it's an interesting thought that some poskim mentioned. That the Heter seems to be based on Chinuch and not on all the mitzvahs. Yeah. Well, the poskim, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear it's a valid point. Generally speaking, it may not be so poshut. Yeah.
When we say Shalosh Yisrael Midos, Hashem Hashem Kel Rav,
yep,
there, we're not saying the full Pasuk. I always wondered about that.
Yeah, that's because it's the part of Tefillah. So part of Tefillah, it has, at times, there was, Chazal have instituted parts of Tefillah which are not full Pasukim. Interesting topic. Yeah. Right. Now, so the question really is, if we have okay, we need to see the next Mishnah Berurah. Sevkotn Tezayin. The Bnei Chinuchim. So, if it's not for teaching a bracha, if it's a bracha bismanoi, then you do say Amen after bracha v'kotn. There's a very big disclaimer in this Mishnah Berurah, Sevkotn Tezayin. And I really wonder what you think the minig is. So, the Bnei Chinuchim. So far, so good, Rabbi Isai. So we're saying that we do say Amen after the bracha of a child. That's what we're holding now. Unless he's learning how to say a bracha. So how come what? Shulchan Aruch earlier? So Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch explains that's only if he was learning how to make a bracha. But that's not when he's making a bracha for its right time. In its right time. Moshe is good? Good. Says the Mishneh Berurah now, but Mishneh Berurah is now going to make things a bit more complex. So I've got this idea. Mashma, tal boch shemvorech al achila. When a child makes a boch on food, v'chay gavan and similar, koydim shegiyah lechinuch, before it reaches chinuch, ein lano is omen alof. You don't say omen afterwards. In the name of the Pirmei Godim. So he said the whole reason why you say omen after boch of a child is because of chinuch. We want to mechalach them to make the boch. So what if a child is under the age of chinuch? Sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch says Mishneh Berurah is medayik in the name of the Pirmei Godim. You don't say omen after bocha of a child under chinuch age. Now, what is the age of chinuch for brachas? You're saying 8, 6, 5. We're going down. 6, 5. What age of chinuch for bracha? Between what and what? A pikach, a clever child, you'd say?
Four?
Three? Okay, so, Rabbi's side is one question we need to clarify beforehand. A critical question. Chinuch of what? Why do you define chinuch of brachas?
What the formula of bracha is and what they say.
How to say it. Many poskim say how to say it. Or, but most poskim say, to understand to whom you made the bracha. I made a survey. Quite easy for me to make surveys. So, and I asked 4-year-old children the following question in preparation for this year. I asked them, to whom do you make a bracha? To whom? According to many, Reb Shlomo Zalman and other poskim, chinuch is shemevinim lemi mevarchim. So you have to understand to whom you made a bracha. Okay, so let's re-ask again. What is age of chinuch? If chinuch is defined by not physically being able to say the bracha, but by understanding to whom you made the bracha. What is the age of chinuch? 5, 6, 8, 13, 18? 5? Okay, so if it's 5 or 6, do you still think it's 4? Okay, I asked 4-year-old children today, to whom you made a bracha? 4-year-old children. They had many answers, including mommy, including the Rebbe, including all the types of things. But nobody, other than the boys that I asked, said Hashem. They all knew how to say bracha. Make no mistake. They made beautiful brachas. But no, I asked a handful. Now one of them said, he made a bracha to Hashem, which is fascinating. It's much fascinating, which shows that we need to rethink about how we teach brachas, and we have to think about that again. But, halach lemaisa, can you try with your brother? How old is he? No, 6, okay. So, how old? 2, okay. Yeah, you can ask, see what he says. Okay, so ask her. So if that's the Rabbi Sai, so if that's the case, that, so anything under that, so let's say that 5 years old, and that's, I think, pushing it, but let's say 5 years old, he's a Gia Lechinuch for Brachas, so then we have a Mishneh Berurah is telling us, don't say, so we have a Shulchan Aruch that's teaching us, he Gia Lechinuch for Brachas, you can't say Omen from 5 onwards, he's a Gia Lechinuch in Brachas, you're going to have to say Omen for that. Okay, I'm fine with that, I have no problem with that. My problem is much more what the Mishneh Berurah have got in design, who tells us that below chinuch you don't say omen. So you've got a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, and potentially a 5-year-old that makes a boch, you don't say omen. Is that what we do? You will not say omen to a boch of a 3-year-old. All the 3-year-olds nowadays make brochas. Will you say omen? Yes. Oh no, Mishneh Berurah says, under the gel chinuch you don't say. That's not the minik, Rabbi Sai. Is that the minik? No. Do you say omen? Have you got grandchildren 3 years old?
Yeah.
You will say omen, right? Yeah. Not like the Mishneh Berurah. Oh, no, Mamash, you say, oh, yeah. Okay, we'll get to that. It's interesting, it's very interesting because I think Chaim Zonnenfeld could be going that Malach. But that's certainly not what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be saying, he's saying explicitly, you will not say Omen after child, Shaloi Gia Lechinuch. When we're defining Gia Lechinuch, according to Roy Poskin, somebody understands to whom you made a bracha. Find out what most 4 years old But I think that it should be about 5. So all the poskim say it might be 7 years old. Poskim saying that Gil Chinuch is only 7 years old. 7 years old. So under that is Loi Gil Chinuch. You don't say Amen for 6 year old Pocher. Imagine that. So Rabbi said much more to be discussed on that. There's just an opening to this very, very interesting and very controversial topic. We'll be talking about more about that in Mitzvah on next year, Mitzvah. Yeah.
The safe term in it is a mistake to call a child up. If you can read.
Absolutely.
And what age do you call, is it the same relationship?
No, it's not mamash the same. It's not mamash the same. That's, it's slightly different. That's about identifying letters. It's not directly related with that. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned about saying Omen after the Baruch of a child, which is a genuinely, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't say Omen after the Baruch of a child if he is learning how to say brachas. We do say Omen after the Baruch of a child if he is if he's doing it in appropriate time. We said that Mishnah Berurah says, if it's loyik elechinuch, you don't say amen. And we said also, we're going to have to cover more on that next Shabbat, Ezra Hashem. Good Shabbat, Rabbi Yisrael.